ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Aleph, in the middle of the sugyas of Trias HaMesim. As the Gemara brings down two stories that are doime, that Sai the case al Rev Gamliel and Sai Min the Rev Ami, that they ask the same kasha. They're able to hear. Somebody who's nifta rishad chai, they're able to hear. But once the guf turns into offer miko chai, once it turns into offer, how is it possible that there should be tchias amesim? And meduik in the Gemara, in a guf shaloy nirkav, meaning a guf that stays the way it is, but it's nifter, is that they could hear tchias amesim? You give the neshama back and it gets up. They're asking after the guf is nirkav, ubefrat, that it turned into offer. It was already nirkav to the point where it's not bachlala metzias acheres, it's offer. It's how over here is it shayech that there should be tchia. That was the shayla of Reb Gamliel, and the shayla of Ahu Mina. As the Marsha is Mazvid Gemara, that Avade, we know Hashem is Bayre the whole world, as Hashem is Bayre the whole world, Yesh Me Ayin, as it's Bachlal not a Shaila for us. But these were Minim, these were people that believed, Ailam Kadma, in Chasu Chalila, Timri Maitzi, the Mila Mipa, and Mimele, they only believed in Yesh Me Yesh, the Hainu, there's a Bri of something that was from a pre-existing. As Bishlema, if it's something which everything is there already, okay, so you add a little bit more, okay. But offer Sagonish, it's not anything. It's how could you make a person out of offer? If he's there, what's the tshuva? The tshuva was that from a tipa sucha, from a tipa comes out a whole person. Bate the Kezer answered him, as if from the tipa comes out a person. Would you look at a tipa? It's a person. As a feeling the bria mineu bay, you see such a musig that Hashem made that out of something it has the bekoyach of a whole person. So adin the offer of a mace, also has the bekoyach of a whole person. From that offer, will be yaitze hakol. So if we know the Chazal that it's from the Luz, that it's an etzem that's koil akol, but taif. Thus is the Gemara. The Ben Yoyada makes a very interesting point that it comes out lefi zeh that they brought a raya to Trias Amesim from the Mitzias Ha'ilam. As until now, he makes a point. The Gemara was always saying Trias Amesim and Atayra Minayin. The Gemara brought Rayas from the Psukim. This is the first time we have a Raya Misvara. And a Misvara, you see, it's possible to believe in Trias Amesim even without a Makar from the Torah. Just from looking at the Bria, as you'll understand that it's Shaykh HaMusik of Trias Amesim. We had in Rashi in the Mishnah, that Rashi in the Mishnah says that which ain't a maimin b'tchias ha-mesim is ain't loy chelek ba'ilam haba is only v'zein a maimin min ha-teira. We said that's why all the Gemaras until now always bring tchias ha-mesim min ha-teira minayin lefi Rashi's dach geshmak, while the Mishnah said you need min ha-teira. But lefi zed is a bigger chiddush in Rashi, meaning you could learn Rashi because if you don't have a emuna b'tchias emesim natiris, so where's your, what's your belief based on? And over here in the Gemara is mefura the batzem it shayich to understand and come to the avana that there will be a tchias emesim from the etzem bria. You don't even need the tira. Nafilu hachi, you have to believe that the mitzvah emuna is mikayach the tira. And on them, if you're not believing in the mitzvah the tira, you won't be zeicha the tchias emesim. It's madgish the chiddush of Rashi in the Mishnah that bemes it shayich misvar to prove tchias amesim. But somebody who believes tchias amesim misvara and doesn't believe it in a Torah, filu hachi, you won't be zeich al olam haba lefi Rashi. Then the Gemara brings the story with Min and Rav Ami and how he proved it to him. And the third story where they prove the from the Teva. They prove Tchias HaMesim is the Maisa of Ahumina Legvia Ben Pesisa. I just want to make a Gosha that Gvia Ben Pesisa is Mavur, that he was a Gaban, he was somebody that was bent over. As the Gemara says, he'll kick him and straighten him out. In this Gemara is a Gvaldiga Limud that he's done. Many people, they look at other people and they're mistakel b'kankan, and they're done by the kankan, the person who doesn't look good, a person who's bent over, a person who's a cripple, and they're not machavidim kiroi because his sefach in his chitzainius is not so, it doesn't mashbias l'toiv. As the Gemara B'dafka brings, nirin hadvar. The Gemara B'dafka brings kama memris of Gvia ben Psisa that he saved Klal Yisrael. He went against the Umois and he saved Klal Yisrael. La metcha be'emes the klal of the Mishnah. Al tistakel b'kankan ela b'mashe yeshpoi. That you could have a person bent over and his outside appearance he looks terrible, but the inside of every year the neshama k'tesha is very special and is good in every yid. Yeah. And if we could say the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chof, it says Loilam Te Yodam Rach Kekonav Al Te Kasha Ke Erez. Where do we learn it from? Rulaz of Rim Shimon one time learned the Gemara and learned it up Gevaldig Pshat. It was Taito Zocholov, and he was traveling outside and he saw an ugly person. He said Kama Muchur Adam Ze. The person was insulted, and when they went to the city, everyone wanted to be mechaved Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, and he told them, who are you being mechaved? He listened to what he said to me, until finally Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon realized he did something wrong, and he asked, Machila. As the Gemara brings this ma'isa down, as a limud l'kulanu, that we should always look at everyone, even if the chitzonius is not the best, he could even be crippled, v'chule, we should always look at everyone in a positive light. L'olam te'yadam rach kekoneh. To give everyone the proper cover, because every yid is really a precious neshama. As the Gemara brings with Gvia ben Psisa, that the Min said, "Tem vaylechen chayova, the Misan Mason Chayin, the Chayin Masi, the Mason Chayin." It's an interesting thing. This Min called the Yidin Chayova, and then Gvia called him back Chayova. That he's a Rasha, and the person was very insulted, and he says, "Chayov is currently, I kamina biidnabach upashtina leukmisa minach. If I could, I kimna biidnabach, I'm going to kick you and straighten out your back." And he got very upset at him that he called him Chayova. A second ago, he called the Yidin Chayovim Seder Gomer. He's allowed to be mavaz everyone else. But as soon as you mevaze him, hoyvei, imamish goes mishuga. Some of you met many people, unfortunately, that are that way. They'll put lots of people down, but as soon as chas v'shalom, you should say anything bad about them, they get very upset. They'll give kicks, and if they can't do it physically with their feet, they'll do it with their mouth. As thus is a min, and bemes a min. It's not only a pagam, but if in ruch in bein adam l'makom, bein adam l'chaveira, a min is someone that when it comes to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he believes I could do what I want, and he's not machmir himself to Hashem. As that same nekud of minus, min milosh and min b'fnei atzmai, you know, bal gaiva, that he thinks he runs the world, As the same Minus is he's better than everyone else. He could put everyone down, Kimuvan, because he's the best. Chas v'sholem, if somebody should say something, even has the mashmois, whoosh, he can't handle it. The limud lididan is we should be very careful. We shouldn't be hypocritical, and we shouldn't live our lives that way. We shouldn't live like Oisai Min with his minus. Yeah, we should always be mechaved everyone and be not good people. Same thing you have by Dasan Vaviram, that they accuse Moshe of being a bal gaiva, kish tishtarei aleinu tishtarei. At Heicharan Dvar Megiyim, Rishayim will even call the biggest anav in the world, that the Tair itself was made of anav agadol mikol adam. They'll find him to be a bal gaiva too. Because that's people who feel bad. Rishayim, they always want to put everyone else down. And they always want to call them Rishayim. Yeah, the people who do Averis, they would say, but everyone does Averis. Not only we do Averis, but the Yid from do Averis. Yeah, that we have to work on our midas, that we should always see good in everyone, and kind of putting down other people, we should just be mechabedem kirai, and what we see, notice about ourselves, what we do wrong, to fix it, not to get depressed, but to fix it. Vinishvi, that's a diktuk in the Gemara. Lomaisa, you see human nature and something that needs a tikkun. As he said, and Gviva ben Psisa was Mechiachim from a Kal V'Chaimah, connected his day. Those are the Maisim of Tchias HaMaisim. And one Nekuda, the Masha says that why was he Madgish Chayovim, this Min, before he said the question? Because he was coming to me, Ramiz, that the Yidden now are in Zman HaGolus. It was after Churban HaBayis. In the next Gemara is Mashma, that it could be used in Zman HaBayis Sheni, but Vinishvi was after Churban HaBayis Rishon. As Ibazeh, he said to him that Vailuchan Chayovim, you're Chayovim, as why are you going to become the Tchias HaMesim? It's not going to be good for you. If you're going to become a Tchias HaMesim, you'll just become to get an Oynish. And he answered him back that no, it's still Kedai to become, because even if we get an Oynish, as then the Pachis will be able to get Tzchar afterwards. And so the Mashal, it's Zichah, the Pashtis of the Gemara, it's not Mash, but that was the Shakla V'tarka B'dakun Shal HaGdei Le'achroinim to Mifarish the Gemara Boifin HaOmuk Yesa. Yeah. Ula, you can go all Derech HaMashal with the Ksash Shinui, that he was being Merabizim Chayovin if you did an Aveira. And that's why you were Mace. As why should you become afterwards? If the chet was going to Misa, as why should you become afterwards if you're a chayte? And that's what he answered him back. Lefiza, d'loy havichaye, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them chias, mitur chazdoi. As the havichaye, and they did plenty of good, just they also did chetayim, but they did plenty of good, like Kolshkein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to be mated to him and give them chiyus lenetzach nitzachim of toiva. So derech the mashah, that it's a tifra mahalach going on in the shakla v'tarya, just with a different knetch. But then the Gemara brings down three maisim, Kriya ben Psisa and Alexander. So Alexander was the famous Alexander, the one who was shaylet ala oilam. At least according to some shittas, Vinishvi was a Melech Godol. And they came to him with different tainas. As the Gemara brings, different umois that came with different tainas. Knan, Mitzrayim, Yishmaelim came with tainas keneged the Yidden, and he answered them back and he saved them. As the first one was the Afrikim, they came. And they said, Eretz Knan Shalonu, it says in the Torah, Eretz Knan belongs to Knan. As the Mashal is Masber Agam, the Mice, it says in the Torah also that the Yidden got it from Eretz Knan. They were tiny, but once you were Choyte, why did you get it? Because we were Choyte. you deserved it more. But now that you were chayta also, it's now it should come back to us, because we're all the same. That's how the Mashal learns the taina of the Kenanim. As he answered him back, Mashal kona eved, kona rabbi, as it was always ours, as nitzchom, and he gave them time to think about it. They couldn't, and they were eyes of their sadis, and they didn't use it in the beginning of Shvius. As the Mashal learns, that these sadis that they were eyes of, the Sadis in Eretz Yisrael, they had already gone in and started to take away from the Yidden. They had gone in and take Sadis. And because they were Nitzcham, as a Mela, they left Eretz Yisrael. Then Yaakov learns that it was going on the Sadis in Chutz Laretz. But being that he was Nitzcham, as even the Sadis in Chutz Laretz, they went ahead and they left. Because the Mashakon Eved Kona Rabbi, Vinishvi, in this Gemara, and the Gemara's afterwards, Kimdomani, and the Kuda over here is you see a Me'ein of what will be in Eilam Haba. Tachas Anatus Yala Berosh, Tachas Asarfud Yala Hadas, what we learn in the Every Tainus, and the Gemara Megillah darshans it. On Tachas Vashti, Ola Esther, Tachas Haman, Yala Mordechai, Kiyadua from Sarah Magdashim, that the Pasig is Nitzchi, it's going Lailam Haba. That the Goyim that came to do Beatas, Hashem will take away the things in them, and they'll be Nenash and Hashem will give it to the Yidden. As over here you see Me'ain of that Gilui also, meaning the Yidden were Shaymi Mitzvahs, they were Shaymi Shemitah. Because they were Shaymi Shemitah, they had a Shver Matzev. Because what did Hashem do? Hashem made that the Goyim should come and they should lose their money that the Yidden should have. So Nichnas, the Tzadikim, and Nichnas, Tachas, and Rishayim, Makabal, Masha, Yeshlehem, and Rishayim, and Nenash. Vaid, Gilu, you see over here, Nacha Gilu, a little bit of a Gilu, Lassid Lavai, of Kol Mandavi Rachman, and Latav of it. Looks like it's bad. They're coming and they're making tainas against us and they're making problems by the government. Here we have a gilui of the emes that even though because of their taina, therefore the Yidden had food for Shvius, that they were shema. So you also have another gilui in this gemara of la'asid lavai ma'od yitachin lefizeh, that that's the shaychis of the yisug, as he pashtas, he learned that Gemara is being Gvi, the Maisa, all the things that happened with this person of Gviya ben Pesisa. You can sign. That's the Chada Pashtas. The Fiza, you can go in a little bit Amuk, being that we're talking about Maisa Mashiach and Oilam Haba and Trias Amesim, as these stories were Me'ena Gilui of what will be La'asid Lavoi. As a Mela, that's why these Sugyas are brought here. As the Gemara then brings with Yishmal, that with Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim also came in Taina, and then it brings with Yishmal, that Yishmal also came and Tainid. Because every time the Gemara brings the same speech of Gviya ben Psisa, that if he loses, okay, they lost to Stam, the head yet. If he wins, they'll say it comes from the Torah. Why does the Gemara bring down every time that he said the same speech? As Nira is a Gevaldig Limud from Gviya ben Pesisa. Lamaisa, someone goes and he's Menatzeach, with their Klalubim is gone. He'll say, wow, I have a Kayach. Look, I outsmarted them. Because by the second time, he'll tell them, you know, send me because I did a great job. For sure, by the third time, I'll say, look, listen, I'm doing well. I'm on, everything's working for me. I'm mamish, everything's going. Was let me go because I'm doing very good. Was a gewaldige anav. What did he say? If I'm matzliach, I'll say the Torah was matzliach. Oh, he credited everything to the Torah Kedusha and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Like that was the shayrish of the Hatzlach of Gviya ben Pesisa. That whenever he went, he was going with the Siyata Deshmai of Hashem. Moed Yitochin, that when a person has a Gvisa Koishi in life, he's a hunchback or other injuries or other Koishim, as with the echalts moed machnia. This person is mum keilu was goyim magavaldu gamayla by him. They gave him a siyata deshmaya and was goyim him to be matzliach. But we could learn from him, you don't need a mum. Abba shateid lacha, everything siyata deshmaya and everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah. We'll have his siyata, if a person does that, he'll have the same siyata deshmaya in whatever he does. As the Gemara then brings that Yishmael Taina, their son of Avram, as they deserve to get a Nachla also, and as they said, no, he gave him something else, and he didn't give him a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. This is a famous Moshe of Skenim Ala Taira, and the Psukim over there in Berachov Dalid Yud, in the Torah Aruch Ala Taira. They ask an interesting question. They ask that the Gemara in Yom Chav Ches says Avram Avinu was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kuleh. As Eich Avram was Heaven Nachla, how could he give from Yishmael and give it to Yitzhak Harei? It's Mefurash HaTorah that you can't be Mevaker, the Ben of the, even if there's a Ben Asnua, you can't give it to the Ben Ahuva. This is of Havoras Nachla. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Ksuv Estaf Nun Gimel Lamed Aleph, says this is of Havoras Nachla. As how was he Mavi Nachla? As the Moshe Skenim, one of the Bali Tosis and Malatayra answers that interesting teretz, that the Mila of Avram and Yishmael was a Mila of Gerus. And that's when they became a Yid. I know there's a Shail and the Rishainim, Achrainim, when did Avram became Klal Yisrael? As the Rishidus that hold by this man of the Mila of Avram, Saifashis Lech Lecha, that was this man that was a Mila of Gerus, like every Ger becomes a Ger, Yidei Mila, who had din Avram. As him came, Yishmael had a din of a Ger, and a Ger is not Yerush's father. Mashen Ken Yitzhak was born afterwards. Of the Balatura Latayra, yes, Lefiza, what about Bnei Ketayra? They were born after the Mila, as I won't answer the Shaila from Bnei Ketayra. So if Ulai Bedas the Moshe of Skenim, he held the Gashtayla with some Yishmael, because he was the Bechor, the Ishloden. Second territory of the Moshe of Skenim is that Sarah said, Lo Yirish B'niim Zeh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maskim, to Sarah, Kol HaShatoy Ma'asei. As the Ukilu was Nevuah from Hashem, that Yitzchak would get the Yerusha. So if you could ask the Balaturim Shaila on this also, so what about Bnei Ketayra? There was no Nevuah, unless you'll say that the Nevuah is Mashma, Yitzchak would get everything. Those are the two Terutzim of the Rishayim. In the Mizrahi, Ala Torah, he says a different word. He says, because the Tapasik says, Ki be Yitzchak, Yikar Lechazera, Nainu Yitzchak, Velo Yishmal. As is Mefurish Pasik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yitzchak, that Hashem told to Avram, Yitzchak. And from this Pasik, we're darshan also that Esav is not Nikra of Ben, because be Yitzchak, Velo Yikol Yitzchak. This is the Pasik that's Mefgiya Esav. From my rabbi, again, Ramosha Shapiro, that it was Mazbe the vote, that with a diak in the posse, Kibi Yitzhak Yikara Zara, that originally in Klal Yisrael, by the Avos HaKadoshim, only someone who is Nimshech B'Darkei Avos, he was called Zara. Kibi Yitzhak, and Misha Noye Ki Yitzhak Yikara Zara. Afuke Esav, that wasn't Noye Ki Yitzhak. As only somebody that was Mamshech in the Derech HaOvis was called Zera, had a shame of a ben. Of someone else doesn't have a shame of a ben. As a Mela Yishmal and Esav, Yishmal is not called the ben of Avram, and Esav is not called the ben of Yitzchak. The Maisa Liach Yaakov Avinu, as we know, even if you Choyte Yisrael, but that's only L'acha Yaakov Avinu. That was the Schi of Yaakov Avinu, that mitosei shlema, that there's no hafka afterwards. But before Yaakov, they would still have koyis from Bonim that weren't doima, that they were mafkir the shame ben. A tifer of one in the Reim. In the Reim says, "Ki v'yitzlok yikar luchazar stamek zeris akosiv." You could say noch tifer, it's not stamek zeris akosiv. The word is the heisnishkin ben. I know they're not a child b'chlal, being that they were noig v'darki ha'ovis, as they're not called mei ha'ovis akteishim. So this afka from the being called a child of the ha'ovis. That's not called havaras nachla. Frag the Gemara, Ibizei, my matonus. What matonus did he give to him? Beer the Gemara is. We just said that he gave the Ikka Nachla to Yitzchak, because he gave everything to Yitzchak. As my matonus, what taka did he give to them? Because he gave them something that he didn't give to the Yitzchak, he wouldn't give to Yitzchak. Because what was it? As the Gemara says, that he gave them my matonis, Malamish Muslim, shame, tuma. But what does it mean, shame, tuma? As you could learn, stam, the Gemara means that he wouldn't give a shame, tuma, to Yitzchak. So one of the daily Kadmainim say that, forget, he gave Yitzchak everything with Kedusha, of Inyani tuma, that's not shaykh to Yitzchak, that's shaykh to them because they're tame. What does shame tuma mean? Rashi says that it means kishev umaisa shadim. As over here, there's a big shilas, two shilas that you could ask on the Gemara. Kodim called the marshal asked that a ben noyach is usher be kishev. Gemara and after one above. As I say, he's being over on the Iver, like Sita Michal. As how could he give them a shame of Kishuf? As the Maral wants to say, Maral Zalatoiro, over there in the Pasik, that Ulai, if you give it Kidei Lahogin, as then there's no issue of kishuv. I mean, it's the issue to do kishuv stam. But he was going to Bnei Kedem, to Makom with their machashvim. It's kilu kedei that they should be able to protect themselves. As that's why he gave them the shame of kishuv. As in such a way, we're using it for protection. As then there's no issue. The sefer over here, the Be'er Sheva, brings from Yehuda Chosid another kedei that he was worried that he would go to the Makomis of kishuv to Bnei Kedem. Then he would be misspoiled and come to be Ovid Isam. Therefore, he told them that everything, the koyach that it has, comes from Hashem Hashem. And all the koyaches of Kishuv is the Hashem is Hashem that have koyaches in the Bria, and they know the Hashem is Hashem, and they use it. Do it as Hashem Hashem that you could fly with, so that you can use it to fly. And on the Tzadara, they use it too. They know that Shem Hashem, and they Shem Hashem for flying, and they put it on their things, and they fly with it also. There's a different Shem Hashems that have different kaychas in the Bria. As kedei that they shouldn't be yiter, as Hashem, Avram showed them that you should know all their kaychas come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Lailites Bam. And this is a limud l'didan also, when we see this kishiv and all these kaychas in the Bria, everything comes from Hashem. All the kaychas come from Hashem. Yidua afilu oisayish Yashka, his kaychas was that he stole a Shem Hashem. He used the Shem Hashem to do different things. That's our emuna. That was kilu. This is the makam in the Torah for our emuna. That even when we see people with superpowers, and people with koyches and kishuf, Avram was being melamed them and beikah for us too. That don't be misspoiled. No, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Gemara brings the stories with Antoninus that Amishtayich to Trias HaMesim. The Gemara brings three stories. Yeah, Antoninus was Giyadua, one of the Roman Caesars. At a Yom, they have someone there with the name of Antony, that was Antoninus. And he was Chabad Rebbe, the Gemara Navi Dezara, Yudamid Beis, and other places the Gemara speaks about how he was close to Rebbe, and eventually, in Chazal's Mavua, that he was Zeichel Olam Haba, he did a Mila, and he became a Ger. But you talking that Mishum Ze, he's Muva, but Derech Klal, you don't have Goyim teaching us Torah. Being that Besaif, he was Miskayer, as a Mele, together, the Gemara says, Chachma Begoyim, Tamin, Torah Begoyim, Al Tamin. But Bebes used Miskayer. Doesn't have to be Mochov that he said these three memories after he was Miskayer, but even if it was before, but the Nitzus of Oitzai Gerus, that's where these memories of Torah came from. Binishvi, he tined in Misvara. You could tie in the Bemes, he tied in Misvara. Just Rebbe afterwards found Makaris and Psukim. Mikoyach, this Iris of the Chochmas Agayim, he found Makaris and Psukim. Just being that he was in the Shama Kadesh, he's able to be Machavin to something with Chochma. That's Mavur in the Torah and Yani Ruchnius. Yeah. What are the three ma'isim? Amalei Antoninus l'Rebbe, Kuf and Neshama Yichpoilim lifta atzmai min adin. Keitzet Kuf am Neshama choyte. Shiyam Shepir Shemimena Arenim Mutil ke'evin daimim. Bekeven Neshama Guf choyte. Shiyam Pirashti Mimena Arenim Pereches Ba'aber Kitzipa. The Mashal says, Mikan is a remez to the Indian of Kaf HaKela, that Avadu the Neshama Shadikim are not Pereches Ba'aber. Choyzer and the enigmas in the Kisei HaKovid. Mikan is remiss to the Indian of Kafachela that they're in the Shabbos that run around. The Malachic Chavolo chased them. Those were the Dibukim that were around in the history of Klal Yisrael. They were in the Shabbos that were chased because they were Choytim. They were trying to get away from the Malachic Chavolo as they went into a Gufa person because then the Malachic Chavolo can't hurt them. Even that, they can only go into a Gufa person when he was Choyte, Kiyadua. Because that's the remez in Agamara in Pereches Ba'avis to Isai Oynish of Kafakela. As what was the Taina? The Taina was that the Guf is Roy Lifta. As the Chido Sushtels to the Gemara and Shabbos and Hafsadik base. And the Gemara says, Shnaim Shasu is Potter, and the two people do a Malacha together. As they Potter to Din and call it Tayrakula. As he wants the Taina, that's what the Taina was. It's Shtayim Shasu. Kilo, the Potter. V'oid, over here is the Shnayim Shasu of Zainu Yochel, Zainu Yochel. Taina the Guf's Taining, he can't Levad. The Shama's Taining, he can't Levad. Yeah. You could be Maisif that maybe. Guf was tining, the Nisham is the Iker, because the Guf is nothing. And the Nisham was tining, the Guf is the Iker. So it wouldn't be for the Guf Nias that was Moshech, the Darkia Taiva, because then the Nisham wouldn't do a Chet, as maybe each one's tining, the other one was the Iker. And that's what I could have, the answer was no, being that you're Mishtatif in the Avera, you're Nenash in the Avera. And you could be Mitzayin on this, the Mishnah in Makis. Mishnah Makis on the Fayam and Beis that Rabbi Kiva says that people who say the Sheker, even though there are three Edim and all you need is two Edim, but the third aid is Nenash because he was Nitpol to Oivrei Avera. Over there you see even a bigger Chiddush in Agamara, even though the Guf wasn't the only Goyrim, but it definitely caused it also. Over there you see even a bigger chiddush, not only somebody who's a goyim, even somebody you don't need, but if he's nitfalo evre avera, he also is nenash. Yeah, so that's another taina that you would have on the guf. As mikan is a great salimud, you know, we look at the gemara, the guf, the neshama, what does it have to do with us? Yeah. A lot of people come with this Tainus Torah also. You know, people are going to say when they come up to Shamayim, you should see my parents, how they brought me up. You should see my father. You should see my mother. The school. You should have seen the Rebbeim that I have. Because why do you think I turned out the way I am? You should have seen the friends that I had. Yeah. Because a lot of people, they live their life in a big Olam HaDimyon. That Ki'ilu have excuses for everything. You're not the first, and you won't be the last. Everyone comes up to Shemayim with excuses. The Guv comes with an excuse, and Hashama comes with an excuse. Everyone has excuses. In this world, you say excuses. You know, you'll tell your wife, you'll tell your kids, and they'll have Rachmanis on you. In the Olam HaEmes, not all excuses work. It's something we're going to have to face reality. You could run away from reality in this world. This is the Olam HaShaker. Of the Olam HaEmes, you can't run away from reality. They're going to come to you and mourn you. Kifi mashuhu, kifi what you could have done. Enochinami, you're not the only goyim. There were other causes that caused you to do chatayim. But it doesn't give you a tiny p'tur. Maisi, you did a chat. Maisi, if you'll come, you know, oh, what do you expect me? The Maisi, my parents bought for me an iPhone. I'm such a tzaddik, I couldn't control myself. Your parents didn't do the right thing by buying for you an open haifa. But you're not a tzaddik either. You could have done something. You didn't have to take it. You could have avoided it. You could have done something. As every person, when he comes to Shamayim, over there is the Olam HaEmes. This is a gilui gadol, the tainus p'tur that many people have. And many people tainu. There's a famous Tanud Ve'Eliyo that a person comes to Shamayim and he says that Eliyo says to him, I'm sorry, the person was in this world, it'll be a mashal for comes to Shamayim. The person was in this world and he was a fisherman, as Eliyo and Avi said, why aren't you learning? He said, Hashem didn't give me chokhmah to learn. I'm not a Balkishin, I'm not the Goyin, I'm not an Eloi. I'm not a smart person. As Eliyo HaNavi said to him, so how do you know how to fish? He said, where do you get your nets from? He said, well, I thought that if I would take off the hides and I would make nets out of it, then I'd be able to catch fish. As Eliyo HaNavi said to him, and Hashem that gave you the chokhmah to be a fisherman can't give you the chokhmah to learn. Madach that you should be in his panis. Hashem gave you chokhmah, koshkein Torah, which is kiim chayenu l'kechiyas olam olam haba. Hashem is not going to give you the chokhmah if you try. So all of a sudden the person broke down crying. As Eliyo said, this is what everyone does when they come to Shamayim. They all come and they have excuses and they say that I wasn't able to, I couldn't learn, it wasn't for me. And they're going to show him, oh, you didn't have chachma, but look what you had chachma for. Look how much chachma you had. You didn't have koyach, the energy for Torah. Look how much energy you had for other things. Thus is a gilui gadol yoyim hadin. Everyone comes with the tainus. It wasn't my fault. It was einus. Nevach, the neshama made me do it. The guf made me do it. Yena made me do it. I'm not able to. Shiteid l'chon, the olam ha-emes, the emes ha-borer. Is going to come out. Chaval, to wait to that time to see the MS. It's something we all have the achilles. If we'd only look, we'd only try to improve and grow. That's how much we could grow, how much we could steig, and we don't have to wait for that time. With a little bit of izbeinenus, limud hamusar, opening our hearts, as we could really steig so much and improve so much. We don't have to wait for that time where you makabel the einish together. The Rama, the Yad Rama, in the beginning of the Perek, when he dans in the Nakuda, if Olam Haba is with the Guf, if the Guf gets Char, he brings a raya from this Gemara. And this Gemara, you see, he learns that when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to lose the neshama beguf, it means Trias HaMesim. He says, you see, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Trias HaMesim for Rishayim to get an Einish, that the guf should get an Einish. Which is a chiddush of the Yad Ramah. Bez Hashem, we have to see in the Hemshech, hopefully, Bez Hashem. Yad Ramaz from the Shitas that hold that there's a Tchias HaMesim L'Rishayim to be Mekabel HaSadin. The Mokar is the Psukim, Daniel, Perek Yud Beis, Malachi, Perek Gimel, Mechayra, the Mishnayis later on, Kof Zayin, that certain Doiris and that Osed Lidoin, Mashba, there is a Din for Rishayim, the Osed Lavai. If Hashem makes a Tchias HaMesim for the Guf, that the Guf should get an Oynish, Kolshkein Hashem should make a Tchias HaMesim for the Neshama, that the Guf, that the Guf should get Tzchad. I guess from here on the Rambam, that the Rambam says, Olam Haba is not for the Guf. What's with us, the Rambam? The Kivon is like we already saw, the Rabbeinu Aaron Milonil, that he answers the Rambam in his Igeres to the Yad Ramah, that there's two Tchias HaMesim, as the first Tchia is to get Tzchar for the Guf. And on that Avada, the Guf will get Tzchar. Just the Olam Haba Amiti, Shal Osed Lavoi, that Olam Haba Amiti, that Maila Gdoila, that's only to Neshama, to the Guf. But Avada, the Guf is Roy to get Tzchar, and the Guf will get Tzchar. So if I just want to be madgish, we said on the tzad of Oynish, of Latzad HaToiv too. You see over here, like Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah Makis, someone's nitval lo evrei aveira, he's nenash, suadin, somebody who's nitval lo iskei b'mitzvah, as he gets a tremendous schar. It's the guf misayed, and sham redu aveira gets an Oynish, suadin, every person that's misayed to people who do mitzvahs, they get tremendous schar also. Loshna Rabbi Kiva and the Mishnah in Makis. As even if you're not the Iker Poyel in a mitzvah, but if you're mishtativ to a mitzvah, as then you get schar also. Yeah. The Dugma, somebody who helps Kumpastoka, Yeshiva, as it could be, you're right, you're not the Iker supporter of the Yeshiva, it's such a big Yeshiva, of the Mice, if you're mishtativ, as you know, to schar. Somebody goes to a shir, to a yarchei kala, to a Indian of Kiddush Hashem, as it could be you weren't the ikrim shabai, but if you're mitztarif, you're nitful to the schar, you get a tremendous schar for being a part of such a thing also. As then the Gemara. And the Gemara brings Nachashai Levantaninis L'Rabbi Mifnei Macham Yoitze B'Mizr V'Shaykiz B'Mariv. As Maral is Masbir that the Alpi Seder Teva, it has to be that way. I mean, we know there's the way the sun goes around and the world goes around. As Alpi Teva, there's reasons why the Chama comes up here and goes here. That's the way the Teva is, that it has to be set. Says Enochinami, the Shaila of Rebbe Antoninus, I'm sorry, wasn't in the Teva Shabbai. The Shaila was Mitzad the Bchinus Ruchni. That's the grace he said in the Maral. So you say to the Ramchal that what we see Ba'if and Gashmi in the world has a meaning, a Teichen Pnimi, a Teichen Ruchni behind it too. As we know, there's the way the world goes around, and the way the Chama works, and the way the Lavana works, but Chutz from the Mitzius, there's a Teichen Pnimi and Teichen Ruchni to the whole Bria. As he was dining Mitzad, the Teichen Ruchni. The Maral and his Drashas, and Beragoylo also is Marech on this Yisoid. Ramchal also, as that was the Shaila, Bebchinus Pnimius, Bebchinus Ruchnius, why did Hashem make that it should be Mezgalatos? Hashem made the Bria in a way that we should inherit and understand it and come with Kavod Shamayim. As what Kavod Shamayim is there from this Inyan? As the Gemara answers, the Shkia is B'mariv Kedei Litin Shalom L'Koinai. I know that the Lashon is V'Sar Shamayim L'Cha Mishtachavim. As the Shaila is, what's the Shtachavo of the Chama by what it's Shekeya in the Mariv and it gives Shalom? Hazot the Maral Gishmag Pshat, that it it's yidua that one of the things that they were oivdim for, they were oivdei achama. It is one place where it's nikkur, where the chama is not something that's a koyach in the world. It's a night when it sets. And this is kiyudu in the medrash that goes through it. Avram Avinu went with them, that they told Avram to be over the chama. Avram said, when it sets at night, obviously it's not a koyach. As that's the inyan of the shtachavos HaShemesh, when the sun's setting, as then it's being mishtachav al Hashem, it's being married that Hashem is the ikur koyach and it's batal. Says that's the Indian of Ishtachava all the time. We remember Ishtachava and Shmona Esrei. That's the Indian of Ishtachava that we're being mevatel ourselves and we're saying the koiches comes from Hashem. That's why we're Ishtachava Baruch Atem. We come, we get up from Ishtachava by Hashem, the Haris, all the koiches that we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is when is the Ruach, when is the Yetzirah, when does it come to a person? As in the Indian of Yetzirah, itayne that Mishas Yetzirah. Rabbi wanted a tayne Mishas Yetzirah. Amalayim kain ba'ipim e'im lai v'yaitze. I could say that the reason why Rabbi Antoninus understood the Yetzirah better than Rabbi was Kimuvan. Antoninus was a guy, but he knew the koiches of a Yetzirah is that when a person wants to be married, he'll even kick his mother and go out. Rabbi's a yid, it would never dawn on him that someone would do that. But Antoninus was a guy, he knew what the Yetzirah was. So he brought a rayim, came by b'me'imai v'yetzah. And then Rabbi brought a raya from a pasuk lepetas pesachatas ravitz. It's taka true that the Yetzirah taka comes then. As the mashal is a famous shaila from Esav, and it says that he wanted whenever Rivka passed away the zara, he was nimshach. If he didn't have a Yetzirah, as why was he nimshach? That the tear of Esav to avoid the Zara was not only mitzad the Yetzirah. You have to know how to be masber. The Gemara is mamshich, and the Gemara brings down more nyanim of tchias amesim. As the Gemara brings down that they'll be come with a mum, and it says lost lavoi, the mum will be healed. As it says, first they come with the mum, and afterwards it's misrapim. That's the goydel hanes that you see the refuah. It's a much bigger nest when the person comes back about mum, and Hashem is mirapa them. As this Gemara is gevaldig limud, that the olam ha'eves, everything will come to its tikkun. Kodem kol to gevaldig chizik for people who never have different nekudas, to be blind, they don't hear. Shetedu l'cham, lasid lavoi, akol nisrape. Lasid lavoi is netzach netzachim. The kachias of a person won't be that way. The kachias of a person will be b'tikun, b'shleimus, b'toiva. Yamam kitzel oiver, in the cell of this world, the different isyenis, different yisurim that people go through, v'shetei d'locha, that yinitzchias will be toiva for every person. It's havana of olam haba. Olam haba is this man of shleimus, when everyone is zeichel, they call a shleimus, they call a toiv. And the Hemshech of the Gemara are a Lepana, Yekar, a Chama, even the Lepana will come to a Gvisar Tikkun. It's the Zman Tikkun HaGodo, as is Olam Haba. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara is a Shaila, Nacha Shaila. Ula Rami Ksivu. There will be Misa. As the Gemara answers, Loi Kasha can be Yisrael, can be Dikur Chovim. boy diga chave, my boy Hassam, and the Sibu Amda Vizaru, that they'll be workers for Klal Yisrael. This is common akudis in this Gemara, Koidim Kol. Ramban says the Maskana the Gemara is by Yidden. Once they come to Trias HaMesim, they won't be Mace. The Yisim will be on the Rambam. As we already saw, the Rambam's Yishuv, that there's two Trias HaMesim. There'll be one Tria where there will be Mace afterwards, and there'll be another Tria, which is the Tria, the final Tria, where there won't be Mace. Of a filu achi you could learn, there's still a question from the Gemara. So why does the Gemara have to say Kam Yisrael, Kam Vayvdikochavim, the filu Rambam? The Gemara could say Kam Yisrael in the first Tria, Kam Yisrael in the second Tria. So this Gemara would be mashma, that there aren't two Trias. Chayr B'das Rambam, you'll have to say, in Achinami, the Gemara could answer that. But the Gemara said a better teretz, that by Goyim, there's no two Trias, there's one Tria, and they may say afterwards. Okay, that's one nekuda. Another nekuda is you see that the goyim will have some level of schar. And what is this schar? Amduzarim, that they'll work for the yidden. As koidim kol, the gemara is my boy yosam. What do they do there? What do you mean? Chesidim lo asylum. What do you mean, my boy yosam? B'chayr mevur in the gemara that even chesidim lo asylum, but to get as our level of schar like the yidden avadanat, as my boy Yosam, how could it be that they're on the same level? And the Gemara answers that they'll work for the yidden. Obviously, they'll have a tremendous anav from being there and working for the yidden, because this is the schar. They'll have a schar, and the schar will be that they be misayeya to the yidden. As the yadram ma wants to say over here a chiddush that mavur and the gemara, the whole darg of olam hava of goyim is only that the oizel yidden, as that's only in the time when the yidden need the help, like is yimoy samashiach. But olam hava amiti, when the yidden won't need the help, as then the goyim won't be there. Memes kachis meduyik and parshas baruch rashi laposik the pedod yinichenu veini moy al nechod. As there's Rashi says that the loss of love Olam Haba is just for the Yidden. Bez Hashem, to see the Sugya on Daf Kuf Hei, the Gemara's Medayik from the Mishnah, that Goyim have a Chelek Olam Haba, there's one man the Yom that holds that way. Choyra Olam Haba, the Mishnah, we saw in the Rishayin, in the Ramban, and the Ramban, mean the Emes Adarig of Olam Haba. Unless you say that it means a darga p'chusa, the daf in the Zen Bez Hashem Musugi really later on is on daf kuf hey. Hashem, hopefully we'll be able to see there. The Mara then says, here's another stir in Dinyanim. These are all killed. The Gemara is asking stirs in Dinyanim, are you Moisa Mashiach, Olam Haba, different kashas from the Psukim. As the Gemara asks, Rami ksivichof rabbanu busha chama kim malach Hashem svaka sevay rabbanu kiarachama barachama yeshu aseichem shivatayim umzari kiarach shivis ayamim loikasha kan limois hamashiach kan lo elam haba. Zok Rashi, what does it mean vichof rabbanu busha chama? The Rashi is in Pesachim da samaches on the Gemara brought down over there also. That the Or HaShechina, that will be Nisgalu, will be so great that all the other iris won't shine anymore in the same way. They won't be as bright as they are, because it's a bigger Or, a much bigger Or. Thus is the see the Gilu Shechina Shalasulava, that the Or HaShechina will be Nisgala. V'nir Natvarim, that this is the Or Shekonzu L'Tzadikim, that was Mishamish in the first days of the Bria. Ra Kadosh Baruch Hu she'ein kedai l'rishayim l'henner's boy v'gonzel the tzaddikim l'asid l'oylam haba. Al zeh nema, this is the emes ha'or of the Shechina. That's the or the hanos so tremendous from that or. It says ah gavaldiga hano. But only the tzaddikim she'zoich l'oylam haba will have that gavaldiga hano. And that's the Indian, the Orin is Al Shema Or, the Or of Torah, because what brings us to that is Torah. the Midrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach, that the Or Shegonzu La Melei Batayra, I know there's a Miyuchadika Or, God to a Melei Batayra. This is the Mokar to that Indian of Or Godol, the Hanoa Godol. That's one Nekuda. Another Nekuda, the Gemara answers that Kan Le Moisa Mashiach, Kan Le Olam Haba. As we already saw, that the Ramban brought a Raya from here, that Yemoisa Mashiach and Olam Haba, two different Inyanim. But Nira, that over here, there's a little bit of a Kasha. The Goyim, we saw in Safra Ditznir, so the Chedusha Gran Brachas brings down from the Goyin in Safra Ditznir, so a few, it's a Sefer Kabbalah, Kimuvan, we can't look it up, but it's brought down by the Malaktim, that there's two Yemois HaMashiach, the Goyin calls the Mashiach Ben Yosef, Mashiach Ben David, other people say there's other ways of making this two Dargazi Yemois HaMashiach. As him came, why didn't the Gemara over here? The Gemara is Kan Le Moisa Mashiach, Kan Le Lamba, Shmuel Dama Ein Bein Oy Lamazel, Le Moisa Mashiach, Shiba Malchus Bulvad. As the Gemara has to say, Kan B'machin Et Tzadikim, Kan B'machin Et Shechina. Are Lefi the Goyin and the other sheet is that Le Moisa Mashiach Gufa has two different levels. And Shmuel, that's it, Ein Bein Oy Lamazel, Le Moisa Mashiach is only going on one level of Le Moisa Mashiach. As why didn't the Gemara answer that the other pasuk is going on the other level of Le Moisa Mashiach? Why did the Gemara have to say Olam Haba? Yeah, Shaila. Shtav Nishman Shaila. The Gemara wanted to say a different teretz. And this is the Gemara. Then the Gemara goes and brings more psukim. Makaris atrias amesim. As one of them is Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecho, Oide Alucha Sela. Kaloi Meshira Boilam Hazza, Zeche Voimra Lo Oilam Haba. As this Maimu Chazal, you can be Mazbe with the Shla Kaddish that we saw, that whatever mitzvah you do Boilam Hazza, Boilam Haba, you redo the mitzvah and the Ruchni is the Gitzura. And over there, it's a tremendous tainuk. That's exactly what this Gemara is saying. Just when you relive it in Olam Haba, as it'll be, and this is what they get tainuk. Kimuvan, if you the investment that you put in the Shira Olam Haza, neither the way you daven, and you say Shira Zishis Brachos LaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that'll be the Goydel Hanal Olam Haba. So there's a godel lehakpid on the mitzvahs that we do to do it kirai. So that's one way of learning the Gemara. Another way of learning the Gemara is it's coming to teach us. What does it mean? We'll say shira olam haba. If you have had someone, you needed something, and someone did you such a favor that you enjoyed so much, as you ain't a paisik me, I'm a shira. Thank you so much. I really needed this. If he did you something that you mamish, you have a tremendous anah from. So ain't a poisik like mashira. As misha al mashira ba olam hazeh, even though the matzav in olam hazeh is olam hazedik, he still says shira la Hashem. Hu yiske loy mashira la olam haba. He is going to get so much toiva la olam haba. Lo pasku puma. He will just. Unbelievable Takaras at Taiv and the Shiras and the Shvachas. But you'll have to say Takaras Baruch Hu. Oid Moid Kedai. Biskois Loisai Zman. Ezer Hashem will sing Shira. And it'll be such a simple day to sing that Shira because so much good we'll get. Stamajitisko. Misha Zechalai Mashiru Baila Mazet. Ezer Hashem. Jitisko Kulan Ulai Mashira.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.